Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I have thought long and hard about why this show was allowed on air, how the show is from our perspective and proves the government's doing all this evil stuff, because that's what Ventura found, and why is it on air? They know they've got to mix a little bit of this in. They can't just fully ignore it. It's gotten too big. Too many people know, so they put it on True TV. And also, they know it's very popular, so they'll make money. They think so little of you, it's just right out in the open. But I think they've miscalculated. It's also titrating the dose. It's like people that are around cobras. They take small amounts of the venom until they get immune to it. And the elite are slowly, kind of like they've admitted world government now. But I think they've miscalculated. I mean, it's hurting them worse to ignore it all, because then people say, well, why are they hiding it? I think they're just trying to put it right out in the open. Tyrell, you think that's a good assessment?
Oh, I think it's that, and also, yeah, I think that, you know, they kind of feel that, you know, we'll let them talk about this and have this little corner, and you know, they're never going to be a threat to us. But yeah, the more people are talking about it, the more people are exposed to the truth. You know, that will get that ball rolling and take our liberty back, take our country back. You know, and stop programs like, you know, Manchurian candidate programs. You know, stop being fleeced for our money, and you know, find out what the government has as plans, as backup plans in case of a catastrophe on an epic scale. You know, how is it going to save its people? Ask questions of your government.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to try to jam in some quick calls. Quick question for Tyrell Ventura. Rose in Montana, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex and Tyrell, first-time caller. Alex, I want to thank you very much, because without your tireless efforts, I don't think any of this would be possible. And for the first time in 3 years since I became awake, I'm starting to feel hopeful. Because, you know, you just keep pummeling.
Exactly. We now are having victory. Look at Copenhagen setting up world government going down in flames. We're having victory on every level. Tyrell?
I agree. You know, like I said, the more people talking about it, the more, you know, programs like Alex is listening to, shows like our watch, and the more you get that piece of truth out there and let people hang on to it, you know, or at least just dissent a different opinion. I mean, even if you don't believe anything that we're saying, at least just listen so you have different opinions in your life.
Momentum is shifting towards liberty. Freedom is on the rise. Tyranny's been rising for a long time. Now liberty is rising.
Thank you very much for that, because without your tireless efforts and those who have followed you, this would not be possible. And yesterday was the first day that I felt really hopeful when, you know, your program on what was going on with TARP and AIG and European media bursting loose on H1N1. Okay, and I thank you so much, because I don't think True TV would be possible without your work.
That's now, right. The head of the EU... health council has said it was all a fraud, dangerous vaccine to make money. Again, we've been purely vindicated. Tyrell, so much is coming out now. The government's being just absolutely discredited.
Oh yeah. I mean, there's you can find the truth there. I mean, every like news article they put out, you know, illustrating their end or what they want you to believe, you can find an alternate viewpoint. And like I said, it's even if you don't believe every alternate viewpoint you come across, you know, you have to leave yourself open. It shouldn't just be a right or left debate. You can't just be spoon-fed your whole life. It's okay to be a free thinker, even if you're proven wrong. You can have a great theory or a great, you know, like we've tracked down many conspiracies that ended up being dead ends or facts ended up being untrue, so we had to move in a different direction. But that's the nature of investigations, the nature of good public discourse. It's being able to have all sorts of viewpoints presented.
Well said, Tyrell Ventura. Great job on the show. And I want to be clear. It's you, the audience. It's you, the people, getting the word out at the grassroots that deserve all the credit for the awakening that's happening. I'm only a small part of that. Tyrell's a small part. Ventura's a small part. But all of us together is extremely powerful. Tyrell, hope to see you in Minnesota or out in Los Angeles or come to Austin soon. Hope the show gets picked up again so I can work with you some more. We love what you're doing. Tell your dad I said hi and surf's up.
Take care, all.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
She's a member of Iceland's parliament. She's also the chairman of her party. She's been involved in Friends of Tibet. She's been involved all over the world fighting tyranny. Her bio is lengthy. Her name is Birgitta Jones-Dottier, or Daughter of Jones. And we are very honored to have her joining us via video Skype from the capital of Iceland. She is with us for the next 52 minutes, and we really appreciate her coming on in her busy schedule. We'll give you the party's website and a lot more information. Here is the London Guardian. Britain's anti-terror laws being deployed for all sorts of ends, as Iceland has just discovered. They declared the country basically terrorist, stole many of their bank accounts. They want the country to pay private debts for derivatives to Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of England, and others. And the country, just like third world nations have been taken over, is being taken over by offshore banks. The people are saying no. Now the banks are backing off, saying, well, maybe we had assets we didn't tell you about and you don't owe that much. It's all made up. If they can win their fight there, it will send a domino effect throughout Eastern Europe, Asia, Latin America, the United States. This debt is created through fraud. We also have Bankstergate with Tim Geithner, open discussions of him being indicted for fraud, getting money for himself and others out of bailout money, and ordering the government to cover that up at AIG. And so we'll get her take on Bankstergate as well. But we are very honored to have Birgitta Jones-Dottier on with us. Thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me. However, I have to correct one thing about the banks. The bank that we are supposed to be covering was a privately run bank by Icelanders.
But it made the investments in the derivatives.
Yes, of course. So we were basically conned. The entire nation was conned. And the thing is that the Brits and the Dutch, they want us to pay back with huge interest. So they're actually making money off us, money that never reached Iceland. And most Icelanders had never heard of these accounts before everything collapsed. And they put the anti-terrorist law on us, almost like guinea pigs, because they had not tried to use that particular terror act law. And instead of putting it on the bank in the beginning, which was privately owned, they put it on Iceland. And actually, during our incredible system, almost entire system collapsed, when all the big banks collapsed, they decided to put the terrorist act on us. So we were very close to not having food in Iceland.
Amazing. Now, start at the beginning for people that don't understand what's happening and why this is so important globally, with what happened in Iceland, the chain of events, and now the incredible fight you and others are leading against the banking cartel, literally turning your country into a vassal state through economic fraudulent conquest.
Well, it all happened a few years ago. All the big banks were actually government-owned, or the people owned them. And we had a conservative party run Iceland for 18 years, and during that period they basically privatized everything the people owned, including the banks, a few years ago. And they sold the banks relatively cheaply to friends and allies, and they made, in a very short period of time, all the legislation vanish that would have them, having to not expand as quickly as it did. They became five times bigger than the annual GDP. And so when they collapsed, you can imagine how huge blow it was for the nation.
Now, today, in Iceland, there's been, almost a year of protest and people taking over government buildings and saying no, and a key vote is coming up by the people of Iceland on whether or not you're going to capitulate to this fraud. Can you walk us through that?
Yes, just around the time when, the banking system collapsed, protests started. People were actually quite shocked because they had been conned. And we wanted to get the government out of office, which is impossible by legislation. So we had the soft revolution driving the government away. And then when we got a new government, which apparently is just like the old one, unfortunately, with all their secrecy and bowing to the IMF, which, I really think that we need to get a plan B to get rid of. And there's been an ongoing protest, and it's growing bigger and bigger again because people are very unhappy with the way the new government is handling things, even though it is the first left-wing government in the history of Iceland. Because you can't run left-wing politics with the IMF controlling the national budget. And we've been, in the parliament. I just got fresh into parliament. I'm not really a politician by heart. And our movement, we were created out of all the different grassroots that popped up after the collapse. And we got, just in 8 weeks, more than 7% of the vote. And we didn't have any money, no big money people behind us, just a relentless effort of ordinary people who wanted to build a bridge between parliament and the people. So, when we got into parliament, the ISIL dilemma landed in our lap, and we found out that they wanted to pass this huge burden on the nation without even the parliamentarians seeing the contract between Iceland and the Dutch and the British government. So the fight started there, and fortunately the contract was leaked, and that has been a great blessing for us, that so much of the material they wanted to hide from us and the nation has been leaked on sites like WikiLeaks and into the media in Iceland. However, we managed to change the contract this summer, which was actually a totally unique and a new way also for other nations that are suffering from, spending all their national budget. budget, all the GDP, on discounting interest of foreign debt. So in the changes on the bill, we managed to put in that we would never pay more than we could handle. And, of course, the British and the Dutch did not like that, and they demanded that we would actually change Icelandic law in order to for them to accept it. And our government decided to listen to them. Unbelievable that they pushed another bill through with there was a question if they would actually manage to get majority for it or not. And when they passed it during that time, which was by force, the nation got up to its feet, and 23% of the nation signed the petition asking the president of Iceland, who is the last person to sign all law, to not sign this law and let the nation vote on it. So this is the first time in Icelandic history since we voted on becoming a sovereign state when we got out of the Danish colonialism in 1944. So it's truly historical, and I really hope that we will have the courage to vote no to this out of courage, but not yes out of fear. Because, of course, there is a great sting, and that is why it is so important for the Icelandic people to feel the support of the people of the world who are fed up with bailing out the bankers.
We're talking to Birgitta Jonsdottir, a member of the Icelandic parliament. She is also the chairman of her new party that is rising to power there, as people see that they're actually standing up for the population against fraud. The population has been on the edge of near revolt. We played those videos here of people taking over banks, government buildings, you know, mainline families, middle class, wealthy people, working class, because literally the country was imploded by design. Food wasn't even coming in. They export and import in a lot of their food. Just absolutely hellish. So I want to go over the fact that some news reports have said five times your GDP that the bank went into with derivative scams. Some have said 10 times GDP. You're saying five times GDP. And, I mean, the actual bondage, the financial enslavement to these people, and that they were doing it all in secret, just like our banker takeover in October of 2008 was done in secret. And everything else is done in secret by these banks that form the shadow government. So can you speak to the type of hardship this has created for your country and the secrecy that these people were trying to engage in to get your country to sign on to even more tyranny?
Well, what the previous government managed to do was to create a law that allowed the banks to maintain complete secrecy of, like, you know, their loan books and so forth. Even if now all the banks, especially the bank that controls the iSave accounts, is now taken over by the government. The parliamentarians can't, and not even the Minister of Finance has seen what is supposed to be the bond or the assets that are supposed to cover iSave. And I've asked for it from day one, since last summer, officially and unofficially, and they're just a state within the state, the liquidity committees. However, I think people are awakening to the fact and starting to demand more, which they didn't. And I think one of the good things about this difficult situation, which means, you know, there's a lot of people moving away from Iceland, there's a huge brain drain already happening, and we used to be the fifth richest nation in the world, and now we're ranked among the fourth most likely nation to go bankrupt or go into debt moratorium. And, you know, we had very little poverty here, and there was a very little gap between the rich and the poor. However, that all changed with the new billionaires that basically got everything given on a silver platter and are now responsible for the reason why we're here, but, like, their assets have not been frozen yet.
Birgitta, stay there. We're going to come right back to you after this break. But this is the story. This is what the IMF, the World Bank, does in countries all over the world. They're done destroying the third world. They're now moving in to loot the first world, one of the most wealthy nations on earth, overnight becoming poor. And they're saying, no, This debt is a fraud. This is a scam. You bankers ran off with the money. We don't owe you more money.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audiobook on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Birgitta Jones-Gautier, member of the Icelandic parliament, leading the charge against the banker takeover. Americans are losing their jobs or having their pay cut. Their savings are being destroyed. We're going through the same process as Main Street dies, as everything is fed into the big banks. But they tell Americans, oh, we've got a great economy. So we're in the same boat as Iceland. Going back to our guest, Birgitta, looking at this and the fraud they're engaged in, go over the con for people, the type of fraud these banks are engaged in, and then tie that in with the spin they're putting out to counter you and other Icelanders that are refusing to become slaves?
Well, I guess the con started relatively sneakily, you know, because they were sort of passing loans between the banks with nothing really behind it. They were making all these fancy bundles and stuff like that. And I honestly don't have the English terms for it. But then in the end, when they were truly becoming desperate for cash, they started to con elderly people and immigrants, asking them to move their savings to high-risk accounts, saying that there were no-risk accounts, and telling them that, you know, even though it had better interest, it would be still completely safe for them to save the money there. And then they basically rinsed out all that money into God knows what. Probably it's all resting in Tortola Islands or something like that. The spin that's happening right now with the Icelandic government and the media, it's almost shocking. It feels like they are, you know, somehow working with the Dutch and the British in order to make us submit to their fear-mongering, because one of the mantras they had in Parliament when they were forcing this bill through was that Iceland would become completely isolated. We would become Cuba of the North, or Zimbabwe of the North, Nigeria of the North, and that, you know, everybody would stop doing business with us, we could not get loans anywhere, and our export would be in danger, nobody would want to invest
in us. So financial terrorism, we have the same thing here in October of 2008. They said, you will have martial law, you will have a collapsed economy, give us unlimited power, and then now there's talk of criminal charges against Geithner and others. I mean, they're committing crimes. It's the same people that robbed us, robbed you. Why not have the people of Iceland swear out warrants and arrest these bankers that engaged in fraud? That will end their propaganda immediately when the people openly see them in irons.
Yeah, that's what everybody's waiting for. There is actually, I'm on a committee that has just been funded to go through the, there is a Truth Commission report coming out early next month. And everybody's waiting in anticipation about what is going to be in that report. I hope that both politicians who were sleeping or openly engaged in this scam and allowing all the institutions to be laid down or thwarted with new legislation, and the criminals that stole the money, and actually the guys that owned Landsbanki, the iSafe host, have been openly, you know, associated with the Russian mafia. So we're dealing with very big elements here, and that is why I think that the people in Iceland needs more than anything to feel that we're not alone in the world, that the people of the world, more than anything, are behind us. And I'm starting an international petition where the only thing people need to do is just to say that they support us in this quest for freedom from this tyranny and blackmail. And they've also been using the EU, because what the new government did was to apply for membership of the European Union, despite the fact that the majority of the nation is not willing to join it. And one, people have to bear in mind that even though we're very few, there are 320,000 people living on the island, who is the island is the same size as Kentucky, we have incredible resources. And we are located very strategically for warfare. And that's why we had an American base here for, you know, since the World War, Second World War until recently. And since the Cold War stopped, then we became redundant as a location to the great joy of many. But however, the north pathway for ships to travel from Asia to this part of the world in a much shorter and quicker way is opening. So,
all right, stay there. Stay there. Member of Parliament from Iceland, leading the fight against the bankers, a bellwether test case. They're set to vote very soon on whether they're going to let the bankers continue their raping. The bankers are now cornered, and the London Guardian reports they're now saying, oh, guess what? You don't owe as much money as we said. The bank has all these assets. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Iceland is standing up.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
New film we're carrying, Shadow Government, blew my socks off. It's got Catherine Albrecht in it. It's got G. Edward Griffin, so many others. Amazing new documentary film. We have them in stock, discounting it out of the gates. And you can get Fall of the Republic half price when you get it with Shadow Government. We have some other specials on T-shirts as well, all at InfoWars.com. We have the apparel where you could openly stand up against the New World Order, identify, meet like-minded people. All available at InfoWars.com. We've got a bunch of specials where you can get videos for half price, get free videos, get free T-shirts, a bunch of specials, new specials at InfoWars.com, or call toll free and tell them you want Shadow Government and that you want to get Fall of the Republic half price, exposing the criminal banking cartel. The public wants to know why they're losing their savings and their jobs. It's our job to expose these people. Shadow Government, Fall of the Republic, InfoWars.com, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And you can see all of my films in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. We run the special in December and partway into January every year. It ends this Friday at midnight. You can get 5-plus months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, and we stream the live radio show as video, a lot more than just a webcam here, ladies and gentlemen, the document cam, our guests, everything, higher quality archives of the radio show, PrisonPlanet.tv, and you can download and burn the films and TV shows to disc on whatever topic you wish. It's all covered. FEMA camps, vaccines, the environmental fake takeover, all of it covered at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I want to open the phones up for our guest specifically on Bankergate. If you specifically have questions for our guest on what's happening in Iceland, what's happening in Europe, what's happening here in the U.S., on how they stood up to the bankers, how they're starting to defeat them, the toll-free number to join us today on this Wednesday, the 13th day of January 2010, is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And joining us via video Skype from the capital of Iceland is the Member of Parliament and the Chairman of her party that is really gaining more and more seats and more and more popularity as the people stand up and find their legs against the bankers. Birgitta Jones-Dottier, again, is our guest. As we went to break, I was asking the question for people that just joined us. Now that it looks like Iceland's going to vote against paying this fraudulent debt to the bankers that have already robbed you, they just want more now. Now they go, oh, suddenly we found all these assets in the bank. Looks like you don't owe us, even though it's fraudulent, owe us as much as we thought. So now they're backing off, going, okay, we won't destroy you. We won't embargo you. We won't put blockades up. We won't destroy your nation after we already robbed it if you just pay us a third of what we wanted. So, again, we're showing that these guys are paper tigers, straw men, if you'll just stand up and fight them. And leading that fight, we are so honored to have you, and we salute you because we're all in this fight together. Please continue.
Okay, I just want to clarify one thing, that the people that are really leading this fight are the people of Iceland.
Yes.
And
you come up in all the major newspapers around the world, and of anybody, you really are the figurehead and a quite well spoken one as well. So it's your face there on the front of the ship.
Well, in some aspects, however, it's been a lot of people working on this, and so I don't want to take all the credit for it. One thing that we should also bear in mind when it comes to the Icelandic saga, the Icesave saga and the entire collapse, is that I met with John Perkins last year, just before I got elected into Parliament, and I asked him, what should we do to get rid of the IMF? And he told me that he was the most important thing we could do, and I think the same applies to you in the States and all over the world, is that you are the creator of your reality, and if you want changes, you are going to have to do something, okay? Obviously we were hit by an economic hitman. I don't know who it is or if there were many, but it is blatantly obvious, and it was very interesting how Iceland, when we were actually doing really well, they decided to go into the biggest construction, constructing a huge dam in order to give Alcoa dirt cheap energy that nobody knows the price of. And that's one of the battles, is just to find out how cheap they're getting the energy. And the policy of the government that was previously, and the government that was previous to that, was basically to sell Iceland's energy dirt cheap. They were basically pimping Iceland. If you would read some of the proposals on getting all the aluminium smelters into Iceland, which is, by the way, one of the last pristine major in Europe, you would be shocked. So there are many aspects to this saga, and we're just in the beginning of understanding how deep it goes, and it will be very interesting to see who are the corrupt people and if the nation has the guts to have them punished in one way or another for how they have sold out our country. And the interesting thing as well is that when the British decided to use the Terrorist Act on Iceland, very similar to how, the Chinese took over Tibet. The Tibetans didn't have any army. They had a few people with guns that were hunters. Icelanders don't have any army or military, and our cops don't even carry guns. So, it's probably the least threatening nation in the world to being passed on side by side to Al-Qaeda and Zimbabwe and North Korea. So, but the thing, the lesson to be learned for the rest of the people in the world is that we are the first one to be hit. You could be next.
Absolutely. The establishment is now moving on to gobbling up first world nations. They're doing the same process here. So this key vote coming up, I mean, is Iceland going to be able to not just stop the bankers from robbing you, but actually arrest some of these criminals or at least put arrest warrants out for them and signify that they are the bad guys? I mean, that will destroy them in the PR war if they're rightfully indicted for fraud.
Yeah, like some of them actually still hold the media, the main media, and they're still allowed to own it. It's unbelievable. But I think that we will have another, I mean, there is a huge wave of anger brewing again among the nation. And if the president would not have allowed us to give us this responsibility of voting on this particular bill, there would have been another revolution. And this time I fear it would have been more violent. The other one was relatively soft. But if the bankers and the people that are responsible for where we are at now are not going to get punished and put into jail, or, you know, I would like to see them expelled from Iceland forever and ever, then we will have another revolution on our hands.
Well, I mean, what do you call people in thousands of demonstrations, hundreds, I don't know, every day taking over government buildings, protesting in the streets, saying no, no, no? I've seen polls in Iceland where the vast majority are upset and saying they're not going to be part of it. Can you give us some of those numbers?
Well, when we started protesting, I come from that sort of grassroots level where I've organized protests and been part of protests for a long time in Iceland. We was just a handful of us in the beginning. There were actually more foreign media than us. However, it gradually grew into thousands of people. And because the numbers you would get in the Icelandic media would be always according to what the police estimated, because the media couldn't bother to go and count it, we only got accurate numbers when the foreign media came and counted the protesters, and it was thousands and thousands of people in some of the big protests. And then when we had the, you know, the soft revolution that in the end drove the government away, I don't know, there were people protesting day and night, and it was in the middle of winter here. It was really cold. I had a friend that got pneumonia from standing outside, and they were doing this they got all these drummers and all these people that were banging on pots and pans, and it was sort of similar to the revolution in Argentina, the pots and pans revolution, and that is what it was called in Iceland. It was extremely noisy, and it was driving the people in the parliament crazy. So maybe it was the noise that got them to resign, I don't know, but it was getting quite violent. There was a huge Christmas tree outside Parliament that the Norwegians always give us every Christmas, and they took that and burned it down. And this sort of protest had not been happening in Iceland since we joined NATO, because people...
Yeah, when the people started burning stuff down, the government started backing off.
Yes, absolutely. And also the police was attacked, and they actually didn't have enough mace. They were running out of mace, so they started to use tear gas.
And the moral is, when people actually finally get mad and take action, nothing, no amount of SWAT teams, no amount of garbage can stop them. And people mm-hmm. always forget in revolution the power of fire. And I'm not saying that's something that needs to go on here, but, I mean, look, a true revolutionary force cannot be stopped when it's got right on its side. And so now they're backing off. Also, people took over some buildings, too, didn't they?
Well, they did not take over the parliament or anything like that. They did get into the national treasury, but they didn't take it over.
They were just inside?
Yes, they were just inside.
I guess the media spun it and called it a takeover, just like for months they wouldn't even show your protest, or they'd show the corner of a small group and say, these five people are out here. And then if they would have panned the camera, which YouTube showed, tens of thousands, that's how they minimize that. We've had events here in Austin with 2,000-3,000 people. The news will come shoot the back of the crowd or a corner and only show five or six people.
Yeah, that's so typical. And I've actually, you know, been following what's going on in the States seeing that, you know, the news that are not really broadcasted in the main media. And it's an entirely different situation. I mean, there are pretty grim things happening in the States right now.
Exactly. And they're trying to make the opposition right wing, controlled by Glenn Beck and the Republicans, so that they can get back into power and continue the fraud, just like Obama continued the fraud. But the truth is the Tea Parties are really libertarian and grassroots.
Yeah, I've been actually following them because we're also working on this level that we think left and right is redundant, and that what we really need to focus on are the issues and our causes. And our movement, for example, does not define itself as left or right. Our main objective is to bring more power to the people, or the power that they rightfully own, back to them.
So what's going to happen? What's going to happen? I mean, I know you can't tell the future, but right now the banks are starting to back off and saying, okay, you don't owe us as much money. I mean, they should go to jail, much less not.
Well, the thing is, not really in the hands of the banks anymore. It is in the hands of the British and the Dutch and the Icelandic governments. And that is the big problem. It is being driven through the financial ministries of these countries instead of taking it as what it is. It is a foreign affairs issue.
Well, why can't your parliament march in and take over the Treasury?
There's nothing in the Treasury.
No, I know, but I'm saying you're saying the bureaucracy is still making the decisions, but you're the boss. You're the people's representative. I mean,
well, the thing is, you know, the petition and the fact that we get to vote on it, I really hope that they will not take that away from us. They can take the voting from us by pulling back the bill. But I really think it is extremely important that we have this national referendum, because it will set an example for that the people can, again, call for a national referendum if a certain percentage of the nation calls for it.
And that's coming up soon.
Yes, it's set for around 27th of February. So we'll see what happens in the meantime. I'm part of, since I'm a acting chairman right now for the movement, I get to go to all the heads of state meetings and so forth. And we're trying to form a sort of a joint approach to this, which I think is very important, that the politicians who are supposed to be representing the nation come out with a strong message that we, you know, are not going to take this as it is today, because I feel it is, more than anything, a blackmail. And especially, you know, because the British and the Dutch have also been saying that if we don't do what they say, our application to the EU is not going to happen. And
but why would you want to be part of the EU and go under all their taxes and control?
Well, I don't want to do it, especially because I'm in the committee that deals with the application, and I've seen what sort of thing the European Union is.
Tell us what the European Union, as a member of parliament, seeing the application, tell folks what it does. I mean, that's like saying, give us all your power or we won't beat you in the head with a hammer. Don't you want to be beat in the head with a hammer? We're going to take away you being beat in the head with a hammer if you don't do what we say. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. It's like, if you don't do what we say, we're not going to make you eat 20 pounds of rotten meat.
Well, it's a very strange organization, which is probably the heaven of bureaucrats.
The heaven of bureaucrats, yes.
Yeah. but the Social Democrats, who are the biggest party now, it's been their dream for a long time to join the European Union, so they put in the application. And they had sold the nation, that was another con, they sold the nation that, oh, in order for us to see, you know, what the European Union has to offer to us, we have to apply. But they did not tell us that it actually is an integrational process. And in the meanwhile, you know, while we're really suffering from this financial collapse, we're spending so much money on this particular application, whereas you could get all the information about the deal without applying.
Amazing. Absolutely. I mean, the EU is completely undemocratic. The bureaucrats will take you over. If you started saying you agreed with them and if you voted for it, you'd suddenly have some $500,000, $300,000 lavish job in Brussels. They're exempt from most of the taxes they levy on the countries. I mean, that's the mark of corruption, is when the government is exempt from the laws the people are under.
Yeah. I totally agree. I don't think, in any way, if, you know, I were for the EU, this is not the right time to go and apply for membership because, you know, we're on our knees. And that is not a good space to negotiate at all for a good deal.
But if the banks still take over and loot you guys, the public's going to rise up again. Certainly your population's learned the lesson that standing up's the answer.
Absolutely, and I really, really hope that if we can get support from people from around the world who are fed up with the same sort of, responsibilities they're given by the bankers, but basically, they're basically erasing the middle class. That's what they're doing. Every time you get a house, you own a house, you have savings, they suck it up when their bubbles burst. So we need to do this together.
We do. We're doing it together. Final segment coming up. We may twist your arm to 5 more minutes after that so we can take calls. Scott, Fred, Alex, Rick, stay there. You'll get to talk to the member of Iceland's parliament straight ahead.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
sometimes Satan comes as a man of peace. That's what the bankers are. Birgitta Jones-Dottier, chairman of her party in Iceland, member of parliament. She's with us for another 5 minutes in the next hour. Then we are joined by Catherine Austin Fitz. You do not want to miss that on Bankergate. This is the big issue that affects everybody. And she was Assistant Secretary of Housing and Federal Housing Commissioner in the first Bush administration. Always powerful interview. That's coming up. But right now, let's go to your phone calls for our guests. Scott, you're on the air from Texas with our guests. Go ahead, Scott.
Hi, Birgitta. Back during the banking crisis when it hit the news here, Ron Paul was interviewed and asked his opinion of what we should do. And, of course, he said, let the banks fail. And then they asked Dr. Paul, well, what does Congress think we should do? And Dr. Paul said, Congress doesn't have a clue. Do you have the same frustration in Iceland? Would you say it's the same level that Dr. Paul has here of the ignorance, just plain old ignorance that exists in the body of lawmakers?
Absolutely. Thank you for this question. I think it's actually been quite shocking to see the level of ignorance and lack of being able to see the whole picture. And I remember I went to Parliament when they passed the emergency law. I was just an ordinary citizen back then. And I was looking at the members of Parliament, and they all looked like a five-year-old children feeling really embarrassed about the situation. It did not make me feel very comfortable.
And then the expert bankers from the Treasury prance in and use a bunch of fancy language and tell them what to do. It's time to arrest these people.
Absolutely. One good thing about this entire economical collapse in Iceland, I don't know how it is in the States, is that people have actually educated themselves a lot about
yes.
what real economy
is. Yes, it is waking people up. That's been the good byproduct.
Yes. So I have a tendency to try to look into, you know, what can we learn from it, and are there any positive elements in
yes.
the particular situation? And I think there is a lot of good positive elements in this. For me, it is a dream come true to see the Icelandic wake up to realize that they can actually be the change makers in their own world.
Yes, real change, not fake Obama change. Thank you, Scott. Good question. Fred in Ohio, your question to the lawmaker from Iceland.
Yes, my question to your guest, Alex, is how can we, the American people, support your fight in your fight for sovereignty, and what supplies might be needed?
Well, I'd say this. Email their media, letters to the editor, call people you know in Iceland, spread the news, the articles that our guest, Jones-Dottier, writes. What else can they do to support your fight against the New World Order?
We're setting up a site that is going to be up in about a week called, and I'm just reading out the site address. It's not ready yet. It's going to be probably something on it tomorrow. It's savethepeopleoficeland.com. I think more than anything, the Icelandic people need to feel that they are supported by you guys who are listening to this and who have been reading my...
Yes, savethepeopleoficeland.com.
Mm-hmm.
SaveThePeopleOfIceland.com. What great questions. Anything else, Fred?
Oh, that's it. Thank you.
We're going to come back and talk to Alex and Rick and a few others. 1 minute break, final 5 minutes with Birgitta Jones-Dottier. I'm Alex Jones. Worldwide, the people rising against the International Banking Crime Syndicate. We must prevail.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.